Phone Boy Speaks, episode 387, short and sweet.
There was a thread on app.net today about the length of Tech Roundtable podcasts. And I won't name names, but there's definitely a bunch of offenders out there that spend 1 to 2 hours or more discussing various topics in a fairly unstructured way. And you're basically sitting there listening in on a conversation. But and for some people, that's very painful to listen to. And the person who started this thread said, you know, really, these podcasts should be 30 minutes. But I can tell you that audio editing is a pain in the butt. When I first started doing this podcast, I tried to do audio editing on just the 5 minutes of audio that I put out. And it's really hard to do. I mean, it takes a lot of time, and really it would be impractical. And, you know, unless somebody really, you know, really wanted to do it as a labor of love. I mean, it's just editing audio and getting it down to the salient points is actually a really difficult thing. Now, you know, long podcasts are not in and all bad. In fact, you know, No Agenda, the best podcast in the universe, clocks in regularly at 2.5 to 3 hours an episode. That's twice a week, guys. And, you know, that obviously turns off a lot of people when I mention it to them. But if you get right down to it, what they're doing is they're actually giving you, you know, real content there. There's real analysis. They cover a lot of stuff. They do a fairly deep analysis of it. And so there isn't you're not hearing the same point being made five times by, you know, one of the hosts or whatever. It's actually that's just how long that show takes to get through all the stuff. And they even leave stuff on the table. I mean, they find all kinds of groovy stuff to talk about on that show. But anyway, that's why I do this show the way I do it. I aim for somewhere between 3 and 7 minutes per episode. I know I'm competing for a lot of ear space, right? And and I know you guys are listening to podcasts. I know some of I found out the other day my neighbors even listen to my podcast. I guess I posted on Facebook. So shout out to the Pedrozas who told me, hey, I listened to your podcast on so and so the other day. I'm like, oh, really? I had no idea. And that's, that's kind of cool. But I mean, I do this podcast short because, you know, there are people that either listen to this podcast who have a lot of podcasts to listen to, or there are people that just don't listen to very many podcasts, but can it's like a YouTube video, right? You can spend a couple minutes and look at something or listen to something and it's okay. So, I'm hoping that, you know, by making it short and sweet, I'll get some audience. I mean, I'm probably never, ever going to get the kind of audience that, some of the really, really famous tech douchebags get, but you know, and I'm not even really tracking it that closely. I mean, I kind of throw the podcast to the winds and, and I realize that I'm like one of a million voices out there. So, the odds of me getting, picked up and really, really popular without like some serious marketing is probably fairly low. But at the end of the day, you know, I try and keep it short and sweet because, you know, your time is valuable. My time is valuable. And, that's why I do it this way.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.